Radio.
Yes, we are back right here on DBRadio.net. This is Barrett's Talk Live. Before we bring on Chris and Betsy Mercado from Objective Zero, I need to tell you that Media Litter Sandwich is all new this Tuesday. Toad and try some new beta services from YouTube and rants about this and other things, comparing some aspects of where YouTube is now compared to before Google took over. That's this Tuesday at 1900, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on DBRadio.net. And don't forget that we do have Security Sucks podcast as well on Mondays at 1700, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. This week, he has Jamie on, a true story of an ex-British Air Force member now living in Canada and the real struggles that a lot of ex-servicemen and women face every day. The truth behind being a soldier deployed to the battlefields all around the world and now raising two kids on his own in a foreign country. Hear what real life sounds like, because this is Jamie's story. That's Monday at 1700, 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on DBRadio.net. That is the Security Podcast, Security Sucks Podcast, with Joel, our nice, awesome security Canuck. He's a Canadian. That's why I call him a Canuck. He's cool with it. Anyway, Objective Zero is on tonight. We've got Chris and Betsy right here. How are you guys doing this evening?
Hey, we're doing good. We're doing good. Thanks for having us.
Thank you guys for coming on. It's been a minute. We've been trying to work around everyone's schedule. I know you guys have been busy. We've been busy. The last time you guys were on, you got the award from Army Times. What has happened with you guys since then? But before you get into that, let us know who you are and give us a recap of what Objective Zero is for our new listeners, and just to catch everybody up, if you don't mind.
Sure, absolutely, yeah. But before we do that, let me give that standard disclaimer, because I am still on active duty. I do need to mention that I'm speaking solely for myself and for Objective Zero, and not for the DoD, the Army, my unit, or for anyone else. Betsy, however, only works for Objective Zero, so she can say whatever she wants.
I love it.
Yep. I'll kick it over to Betsy first for intros, and then I'll see if I can't follow her up.
Thank you so much for having us on. Just a quick background on me. I'm the one of the co-founders and the executive director of Objective Zero. Have a business degree and currently working on my master's in human services. So again, thank you so much for having us on. Chris, I'll pass it back to you.
Yep. And I'm Chris Mercado, one of the co-founders and the operations director of Objective Zero. I actually enlisted in the Army back in the late 1990s. I made a transition over to the dark side and commissioned in 2004. I've deployed five times in the Army over the last 20 years. I've been in for almost 21 years now. Undergrad at University of South Dakota, got my master's degree at Georgetown, and I'm currently working on my PhD in Kansas State University. A little bit about Objective Zero. So Betsy, Justin Miller, another co-founder, and I, we're working really hard to try and prevent very permanent solutions to temporary problems. So we co-founded Objective Zero, which is a 501c3 nonprofit organization that uses mobile technology to connect the military community to peer support, free or low-cost mental health care, and to health and wellness resources. And we accomplish this using a mobile app, which is free to download and free to use on both Android and iOS.
Yes, and we are doing this around a reason tonight. You guys brought it up to Oink when you guys were in correspondence with the email. We had 22 by Sailor Jerry, which spoke about it briefly at the end. And this month is Suicide Prevention Month, correct?
It is. So we're actually just wrapping up a National Suicide Prevention Week. And our organization was founded on the belief that the simple act of listening can truly save lives, that we don't need to be mental health professionals in order to listen and connect someone to the resources they need. One thing that Chris did not mention is that the Objective Zero app is not just for service members and veterans. We also encourage family members and caregivers on the platform as well. We often hear that when, you know, the service member leaves the military, the families often get left behind. So just know that this is a resource for more than just service members and veterans. I'm sure, you know, everyone on here is it's not lost that we're losing at least 20 veterans a day on average to suicide, one active duty service member And that rate is about twice that of civilians. And in 2019 alone, we're seeing really high numbers within the active duty service members. And so definitely, you know, wanted to get this conversation going on, you know, how important it is we're there for each other. And Objective Zero is just one more resource of many for your listeners.
Yeah, most definitely. Actually. I'm sorry. I was just getting ready to say that's one of the reasons that you guys grabbed our attention when you first started the app. We loved what you were doing. I myself told Chris this is something that's been needed for years since we started, you know, going completely mobile with the apps and all. And the fact that you guys done it and are improving it every day, especially from what we've talked about, you know, during the pre-show. And I know you guys are going to go into a little bit of detail here in a few minutes. But it's just amazing to see where you guys started and where you're at now and are going in the future.
Yeah, I can actually follow that up. I mean, that's due in large part to DV Radio and all of your listeners and all of your supporters. This really began in the fall of 2014 when I noticed that one of my former comrades was struggling with his transition out of the military. I saw it playing out on social media, so I reached out to him, gave him a call, and asked him point blank if he was thinking about hurting himself. And, you know, Justin kind of laughed and said, you know, I almost took my own life last night. And, you know, I told him I wasn't a mental health care professional. I wasn't a therapist. And he said, that doesn't matter. I just want someone to listen. So I stayed on the line with him for about 6 hours. And at the end of that call, I asked him if he was still thinking about hurting himself. And he said, no, you know, I feel better. So we stayed in touch. And we started thinking about how we could replicate that call between Justin and I at scale. Because Justin, you know, many veterans are going through the exact same thing that Justin was going through with his transition out of the military. So we launched the app in December of 2017. And, you know, kind of the rest is history.
Yeah. And like I said, where you guys started and where you're at now is just beautiful to see it have progressed in the big leaps and bounds you have. Since we last had you on, like I said, you guys then had just received the award from Army Times. What has happened with the app and what has happened in the world, if you will, of Objective Zero since then? And just so everybody knows that's listening, we didn't want this to be a dark time, but we did want to give you guys statistics and let you guys know what Objective Zero is and the resources you can have or you do have that's available to you out there, so you don't have to, you know, think that you have to go, like Chris and Betsy said, to a medical professional or anything like that. We are not alone. We're all in this together. Chris, if you will, or Betsy, whichever one wanted to answer that question. Sorry.
I'll definitely take that. So, I think it's been at least over a year since Chris and Justin were on. But since that time, we were nominated as a finalist for Fast Company's World Changing Idea. Chris was named one of the 100 most creative people in business by Fast Company. In this year alone, we were recognized as the best new mobile app and received a gold level Edison Award for innovation. And most recently, actually this past week, we were in Denver for the Visible Connect Tech Accelerator, specifically for tech nonprofits. So we're working with mentors and experts within the tech community to strengthen our platform, find new funding resources, and also find new ways that we can better support the military community. And then just a few stats on the app. Since going live in December 2017, we have nearly 5,000 users on the platform. We've trained over 1,000 peer and civilian support ambassadors. Our users and ambassadors are in 50 states and 13 countries. And we've connected, we've had over 10,000 connections within the app between our users and ambassadors.
Wow, so you guys aren't just in America or North America, you're in 13 countries across the world.
That's right. Yeah, absolutely. We are located anywhere that soldiers are, or sailors, airmen, marines, because it is kind of a joint effort. But you know, we have users and ambassadors all throughout the world. You can kind of see them live on the app, everywhere from, you know, kind of Southeast Asia all the way to Africa, Europe, and the Middle East.
Wow, that's when we first talked about it back when you guys were trying to get funding for it with the Kickstarter and whatnot, I never imagined you guys at 13 countries this soon. I knew you guys would get worldwide. I knew that was that was inevitable, but I mean, it's not even been 5 years yet and you guys have grown that much. What inside the app has changed since you guys were last on?
Oh, that's an absolute fantastic question. So, I think what's really awesome, for us, to be able to say is that we try and take that user feedback and, from our users to implement that quickly. And so, one thing that does set us apart from other, like crisis hotlines and text lines is that our users can filter through our network to find that best possible match. And so, any user can, you know, filter through, and find someone that's the same gender, age, in the same location, branch of service, military occupation, deployment. And so we've been kind of broadening those filters. We actually just worked with the U.S. Naval Class of 1998 to implement a new feature that those that have graduated and attended service academies can connect with their classmates. The class of 98 had a very high suicide rate. And so we just implemented that, and we're always looking for new ways to get people connected.
That's wonderful. And if I can piggyback on that, Betsy, we also have a new feature that we rolled out. It's kind of invisible to a user, but if you're on the ambassador side, you'd be able to see it. We call it our patrol base. So when we first launched the app, we built in some kind of safety nets or like mechanisms. What happens if someone doesn't answer a call, or what happens if someone doesn't answer a video chat request? We kind of built in these safety mechanisms, but we didn't have the technology, at least at that time, to do the same thing for text messages. And we've now built that in, to the actual app itself, so that if someone sends a text message, it can then be picked up by anyone on the network if the user decides to open it up.
Wow. I'm glad you guys, it sounds like you guys not only are listening to what Chris has learned from being in the military, but as well as the listeners' feedback. I know when you were on the last time, we had talked about the whole filtering and finding someone that's of the same gender and all of that, because we do have people that have had MST, or just someone that doesn't feel comfortable with talking with someone of the opposite sex for whatever reason. If you will, I have a question from someone in the chat room really quick. They're asking, DV Tree is asking, if the Army gives you support with Objective Zero.
It's a great question. Right now, we're not actually partnered with the DoD Suicide Prevention Office or any of the individual services. However, Justin Miller actually does go around and speak at all the various bases to let everyone know that this is a resource that they can download. But we don't have any official partnerships either with the DoD or with any of the individual services.
Wow. Okay. So the Air Force just done the what's it called? Oink.
The Air Force Resiliency Day.
Resiliency Day, and me and Oink have talked about this at length one night. Have you guys done anything with that at all? Were you guys a part of that, or how did that affect the Objective Zero app?
I could definitely take that one. Justin's actually has spoken at a couple of Air Force bases for their stand down days. Most recently was at Charleston Air Force Base, and he's actually going to be back there this upcoming week to speak to more. And it was incredibly powerful because, you know, had several airmen come up to him after speaking that shared their stories and what they've gone through. So just, and getting more feedback and really for us understanding, you know, what people are going through, regardless of their branch. So it's been really good for us to get that feedback of what people are going through so we can offer better resources within the app to our users.
Right. Most definitely. And I understand exactly where you're coming from. I've got to ask, I know with anything you have negativity. I don't care how great something is. Is that something you'd like to tell us as far as negative feedback from any of the users or ambassadors or anything like that with the Objective Zero?
Yeah, I can take that one. Sure. I think most of the negative feedback we received was kind of early on when we were launching our Kickstarter campaign, or maybe in the months following our Kickstarter campaign as we were working on the technology itself. Most of the feedback that we receive now is it's either like technical in nature, you know, we would, you know, a user or someone out there would like to see a new feature within the app. Right. We don't get a lot of negative feedback anymore. I think originally it was kind of a, you know, we don't think that this is necessarily a good idea, or, you know, isn't there already a crisis hotline? And, you know, to all of that, I would say we're not a crisis hotline, and we're not trying to be a crisis hotline. Those already exist. We want to operate upstream of conventional crisis hotlines and, you know, be there with peer support 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, because sometimes you don't necessarily need to be speaking to a professional. You don't necessarily need a therapist or a counselor or a psychologist. What you need to do is connect with one of your buddies, one of your comrades from service. We really believe that reconnecting the veteran and military community to their service and to their peers can solve many of those problems before it gets to a point where they're in crisis.
Right. Now, Snafu on dvradio.net/chat for those that's listening and not on the website brought up something that I know some people might ask, or just something that they may ask in general discussion like I am now, but you guys have ambassadors that are obviously trained to know when to upstep their game as far as contacting police or MP or someone that they need to get in contact with whomever they're speaking with. Is there ever something as far as when you have to do that, that you make sure that your ambassadors know, hey, you got to do this right here and right now?
Absolutely. That's actually a question that we get pretty often. Within the app, there is actually, we have a parachute button in the top right corner of, of every screen that our users, ambassadors can push that button and get connected either to 911 or the Veterans Crisis Line. It's important to us that we're getting people connected to those resources because, you know, we are not professionals, and should the situation arises where someone is a threat to themselves or someone else, we can get them connected right through the app.
Great. That's wonderful. I know you guys at one time were talking about trying to work with the VA in some way, shape, or form. Has that went any further since we last discussed that, or is that something you don't want to talk about? Or
happy to talk about it. So we actually did become a community partner with the VA late last year. The VA has been very supportive of what we're doing. Of those approximately 20 veterans that die by suicide, only 6 of them are actually connected to the VA services within 2 years of their death. And so I think the VA is trying to take a more public health approach to this, and realizing that they are not the only solution, and working with other resources to get people connected. You know, they may not have access to a VA in their location. Their discharge status makes them means they can't use the VA services. And so we were really excited to partner with the VA to kind of help be one of those partners to get people connected to whatever service they can use. And so so that's been going out and pushed out through the various VAs across the United States.
Right. I know that my VA that I quote unquote go to, they come to me, but I speak with my nurses and my psych and all of that, and they know of you guys. I've told them about you. I'm actually one of the first ones in North Carolina to have to use the iPad because, you know, they're trying to test it. And I told them that would be a wonderful app to put on there, because the reason they do the iPads is, you know, for people who can't get out to a VA or who can't go out to a hospital or whatever on a normal routine checkup basis. And they're actually trying to get their head of the local VA to look into that as well. Oink, me and you had talked about the Air Force resiliency and some of the problems with technology that they brought up, that it pulls you away from everything. Betsy, Chris, is that something you guys have heard about with Objective Zero, or is Objective Zero something that brings it together rather than pulls you from it?
That's a great question. So, you know, I'm 100% of the belief that the technology that we're using is merely a mechanism. It's merely a vehicle that we're using to connect people. What Objective Zero is really all about is restoring those meaningful connections and those meaningful relationships, and restoring meaningful purpose in you know, our users' lives. The technology is merely just what does that. It's just that vehicle that facilitates that connection. And, you know, as Betsy mentioned earlier, you know, we've had over 10,000 unique connections using the app already just in the last 18 months. So, the technology, you know, it's there, but it's largely invisible. For us, you know, we are a tech nonprofit, which is, you know, kind of neat to say, but at the end of the day, this is not about technology. This is about people connecting with people.
I couldn't agree more, Chris. One of the things that I noticed during our Resiliency Day training as a DOD civilian employee, Frosty can comment on this too, is that the group that we were in is primarily veterans that's either separated or retired, and you're talking about 60-some individuals and maybe a handful of actual active duty. And the feedback that we were getting during the Resiliency is that obviously technology, like you said, is on how you use it. Well, they were putting the blame more on technology from the social connection with people. And, you know, I was kind of the one that kind of stepped back and actually mentioned your app and said, it also can bring you to people. You know, for the example, if you're not wanting to talk to a mental health professional because you're scared of your career not surviving that, which is a myth, but it's out there. This, you know, your guys' app is perfect for that. I mean, it's, you can connect with somebody within your MOS or your AFSC or somebody that's, you know, in your particular area. Like you said, I can't give you enough kudos for the way your app is designed. The information's there. All the buttons at the bottom that send you to other resources that are available as well. So, first and foremost, hats off to that. But like you said, I personally think that the technology is there and we need to use it for the greater good versus, you know, like I said, the vibe that we were getting back saying that was what was separating us.
I'm also a DOD employee and in a separate shop during the summer. And we were talking about the different resources that were available to the airmen and civilians. And one of the airmen actually pulled up your app on his phone and was showing everybody. He's like, hey, there's some other resources. And right now there's like five right here in this area that are available.
So it was What's really neat about the app too, is that when you launch the app as a user and you see all of the different people that are available on the map screen, those are the people that are actually live and listed as available to take a call at that moment. So if someone is listed as unavailable, it actually pulls their icon off the map so that they can't be contacted. And so, you know, hearing stories like that to me is really powerful because you get this very visual image of, I am not alone. There are others even nearby me who are willing to take a call. I think it's just a very powerful, like, image.
Just to remind everybody that's either just tuning in or missed the first part of this interview, we have Objective Zero on with us tonight. It's Chris and Betsy Mercado. You brought up the ambassadors. One thing I know a lot of people are probably hesitant about the app because it's a never-ending ragdoll effect with anywhere you call into or type into or anything like that just to get in contact with someone. What is an average wait time for someone that needs to talk to somebody? Say they're in a dark place and they need to talk to somebody within the next few minutes. How bad is the wait time or how good is it?
Another fantastic question. It's almost immediate. So if someone uses a text feature, and the person that they've reached out to does not respond within a minute, they're prompted and asked if they would like to speak to someone else. And so they can choose that way. And if you were to use our call or video feature, if that ambassador that you've selected doesn't pick up, it gets pushed out to our entire ambassador network. And in the event that our none of our 1,000 ambassadors are available, that call was pushed to Vets for Warriors. And they are another peer support hotline through Rutgers University. So you're still going to have that contact with someone that is familiar with the military. So we have those safeguards in place.
With that in mind, people contacting through the Objective Zero app, how good is anonymity? Say someone doesn't want them to know anything about them. How secure can they make themselves when talking to somebody else?
So our users and our ambassadors can be as anonymous as they want to be. By that, I mean, we do have profiles that you can build within the app. You can choose to add some limited information. So you can kind of create a handle or a call sign or you can even choose to use your actual name. It's entirely up to the individual user or peer support ambassador. You can also add some additional information such as your gender, your MOS or AFSC, you know, your job skill. You know, you can add that limited profile information, and that information is helpful because then it allows users to then apply those filters to find the best possible match. Or alternatively, you can put in, you know, kind of a confidential handle and no other profile information and be 100% anonymous. It's entirely up to the individual user or peer support ambassador.
That's wonderful. I love that because I know myself, I don't like to go to a website and have to put my email in every time just to read something, and especially on my tablet going through an app. I don't like them knowing everything, but this is something completely different. It actually helps you. Also, I think Oink had something earlier. Am I wrong, Oink?
Well, like I was just saying, the app is just really is, it truly is user-friendly. Like I said, down at the bottom, I'm using the iPhone, for example. Down there, there's resources. So let's just say you don't want to talk to somebody from, you know, Objective Zero. There is the entire, well, I won't say the entire list, but there is tons of lists of resources out there from, you know, Military One Source, you know, to, Jesus. There's just a ton of, you know, available help out there. People, like I said, are looking for it. And like I said, I can't give enough kudos to the app for that purpose, you know, alone. And I think Betsy even mentioned the parachute there in the top right corner. I clicked on it just to see what it was. And, of course, it, you know, right there is immediate help. So, you know, wow, I wish I would have known of this sooner. Obviously, I could have been a little more prepared during our resiliency training to mention it, bring it up even more, pull it up on the screen for these guys, you know, like I said, to see, because the demographics of the situation that we were in, like I said, you got a bunch of older, retired, and or veterans kicking around, you know, the technology versus using technology. And I could just see some of those younger airmen that were sitting over there. They were just all kind of like looking down at the floor, you know, phones in their hands, and they lost interest right away once they started, you know, going off course. So, like I said, I think what you guys are doing is amazing, and, you know, keep it up.
We really appreciate that. I think something that you said triggered a thought in my mind, which is it's important that we get resources like the Objective Zero app into the hands of, you know, all of our soldiers, sailors, airmen, and Marines before they get to a point of crisis, right? And so I think it's incumbent upon leaders in the military to let their folks know that this is a resource, that they should download it before they need it. That way, if they need it, they already have it on their phones. And some of the things that we do within the app to encourage that is we offer, you know, kind of a host of tools, training, and activities. We do have a tab on the bottom. It's called Activities. And in that, we offer free access to like meditation training, you know, yoga content. We also have links to, you know, blog articles and podcasts. We also have links to other resources in there as well, like, you know, additional training that they can take, which includes mindfulness training or you know, how to spot the signs and symptoms of, you know, post-traumatic stress or traumatic brain injury. And then we also link to additional VA resources directly in that activities as well.
Another thing before I go into ambassadors, if you were to explain to someone how user-friendly it is for anybody of any age, how would you go about doing that without being able to show them the app?
So we've kind of put it through a various user testing. Chris's father, for example, is a Vietnam era veteran. And so we wanted to make sure it was user friendly for, you know, that 18-year-old new recruit and also those older veterans. And so it's as simple as pushing a button. Once you are logged in the app, you can push talk, you can push text, you can push video and get connected immediately.
Wonderful. I know the last time we talked, you guys said that it was a lot like Skype as far as calling and using video calls and all of that. I've not been able to use it. Like I said, my tablet hates me. What is the setup as far as calling someone or the camera usage? What could you compare it to? Is it still like Skype?
It is. We use a platform called Twilio that makes those connections. But yes, it's just like a, you know, your texting feature, and then the video chat, should you choose to use that, is just like Skype, so you can see the other person.
That's great. And I know a lot of people are familiar with that, whether they use Facebook, Skype, or anything like that. We are here on DVRadio.net talking to Objective Zero, Betsy and Chris Mercado. I know a lot of our users want to always help and be a part of stuff. What is the way to go about being an ambassador with Objective Zero if that's something you guys are looking for?
Yeah, we're absolutely looking for more peer support ambassadors, and we try to make it as easy as possible so you can actually take all of that training right through the app. We have several different levels of training. We have kind of our gatekeeper training that's been provided by the VA. It's their Operation Save training. And then we've, working with PsychArmor, they've provided us over a dozen different training videos, like Chris had said, on spotting those signs of post-traumatic stress, TBI, how to coach someone into care, understanding military culture, so you can understand the other branches. So just a wide variety of different training videos. And then for those that have been really engaged on our platform, we have crisis response plan training provided by Dr. Craig Bryan. He is the director of the National Center for Veteran Studies out of the University of Utah. And it just helps our ambassadors walk our users through building a crisis response plan, which includes recognizing those signs that you're kind of going in that downward spiral. Things that you can do, whether it's playing video games or going for a run or playing, you know, hanging out with your kids or hanging out with a buddy. Then people you can call, whether it's, you know, a battle buddy, whether it's your mom. And then also listing a therapist, counselor, and then finally Veterans Crisis Line or 911. So our users have kind of a course of action should they for when they are in crisis. And so those are currently our three levels of training.
That sounds awesome. And before I get to Frosty, do you have to be a service member or veteran or medical professional or anything of that nature to be an ambassador?
You do not. No. So we've actually received some feedback from some of our users that they did not want to speak to another veteran or service member. And so based on that feedback, we opened up the aperture just a little bit. We do allow, like Betsy mentioned, military family members. We also do allow clergy and chaplains to be peer support ambassadors. And we even have a small number of just concerned citizens who may or may not happen to be therapists or counselors themselves operating in their volunteer capacity, who are always there to take calls as well. And that's what makes the filter function so powerful. It allows a user to connect to the person who they think will have the most meaningful possible match for them.
I love it. Frosty, you had a question or comment?
Yeah, kind of along that. You may have mentioned it, but I didn't catch it. Is that training that you have available for your ambassadors available for just users? So like somebody like me who's maybe not ready to be an ambassador for that would log in there, but yet I'm in a position where I might encounter these type of situations. Is that available for us, or is it just for your ambassadors?
You can actually... Yeah. Yeah, Betsy, I was just going to say you can actually access that through the app. But what's neat about the app is that you have the ability to set your own individual availability within the app. So you can go through and you can deselect and make yourself unavailable for a call through the app and yet still complete all of that training that Betsy referenced. So you'll have those skills kind of in your back pocket should you need them, but not have to worry about necessarily being contacted through the app.
Cool.
I love that. That in of itself is awesome for me. You guys have done so much with this app. Like I said, in the few years you guys have been up and running and brought it out. What are you guys hoping to accomplish by the end of this year or in the years coming?
That's a fantastic question. We're, like I said, mentioned earlier, we're part of a tech accelerator. So we're working on building some funds to improve the app. Part of it, we'd like to get this platform on the web through our website as well, because, you know, like you both don't have access to a, you know, through your tablet. So we want to make sure that this is available to someone that may not have a smartphone or don't want to use it, would prefer to use a computer. So we're working to build the funds for that. And just, you know, continue spreading the word, getting more people trained. we're learning that people that have taken the our ambassador training have been able to use them, you know, in their personal lives and in their communities, on how to better, you know, talk to veterans and engage with them. So we're just going to continue spreading the word and growing our user and our peer supporter bases.
I love it, especially the fact that you guys are trying to get on the web. That was one of my questions I was going to ask next, and I'm glad that you answered it already. Other than ambassadors and obviously spreading the word, is there anything that our listeners or anyone that might come across your app or just your website do to help spread the word or help Objective Zero in of itself?
Absolutely. So we're on all the social media sites, Facebook and Instagram. You can find us at Objective Zero App. On Twitter, we're at Zero Vet Suicides. We're also on LinkedIn. We try and, you know, post stuff pretty often, so it's a great way to share that. We invite anyone that's listening to download the app. Have it on your phone. You may never need it, but in the event that maybe you do, it's there. Share that with, you know, the people in your own networks. And then, you know, we're an all-volunteer force. I do this full-time as a volunteer, so all of our money is going into the development of the app. And so if anyone wants to donate, you know, every dollar helps. And, you know, and if there's ways that we can improve the app as well, we're very open to feedback. And we try to be as quick as we can to implement that feedback so that we can provide the best service we can to the military community.
You mentioned donations. I just want to remind everybody, this is a nonprofit 501c3, just in case you were wondering. So don't worry about that. One of the DV mods just let me know that the mod staff said that, you know, you have really good info on the app. And I've got to ask, other than Objective Zero, is there anything that you guys push out there in ways of resources, whether it's through Objective Zero or on your social media or website?
We certainly do. If there's a valuable resource, we're willing to push it out there. It's important to us that that our users and ambassadors know what's available. So if it's, you know, another nonprofit, if it's, you know, something that's successful that helps veterans, we're more than willing to push that out through our social media channels, within the app as well.
That's wonderful. Oink, Frosty, Google, do you have anything you'd like to ask or say to Chris and Betsy?
You know, like I said, I think I've already, you know, beat that dead horse saying that, you know, this is probably one of the best apps I've seen as a user. Definitely user friendly, has a ton of resources out there. You know, I seriously think that if we were to mention this to the Air Force Chief of Staff, Army Chief of Staff, the rest of the Chiefs of Staff for that matter, at the rate that our, you know, military right now, you know, active duty veterans, whatever, you know, committing suicide, obviously not just veterans, but, you know, across the board from, you know, civilians as well. You guys have definitely an app and a resource that can be used, you know, tremendously. And I think it's something that definitely deserves the attention it's getting tonight.
Frosty, Google.
Hello.
Yeah, sorry, I had to unmute. I forgot. Jeez.
I told you, Betsy, we all do it.
Right? I'm like, oh, man. No, I think you guys, what you've done is freaking phenomenal as far as the app goes. I actually downloaded it while I was listening to you guys. I know it's like super late where I'm at, but there is one ambassador within an hour's drive from me. So that's pretty cool. Knowing that people are still out in New Hampshire, too.
Frosty.
Oh, it's a great app, and like Google, she said she just downloaded. I'll download it after the show and take a look at it and really look at those resources that are available for people that are in situations that where you might need some of those resources. I'm really looking forward to going through it and checking it out.
Yeah, hopefully I can get a tablet that actually likes apps and lets me look at it. It really ticks me off because when you guys launched it and we done the promo for you guys, I was like, I'm going to look at the app and I'm going to put it to a video. And no, that didn't happen. but seriously, Chris, Betsy, I can't tell you how amazing of a job you guys have done. I know people are probably think I'm brown-nosing, but I'm not. I really am not. as Oink said, as we've all said, technology can be used for good or the bad, and in this instance, it's the best possible way, and like I told you guys a couple years ago, it was needed years before that, and the fact that you guys got it off the ground, you're at where you're at now, and you're going eons into the future, it's amazing. I mean, there are no words to describe how amazing this app honestly is, and I think everybody, like Betsy and Chris said, should have it on their phone, their tablet, when you're able to get it, you know, web-based, obviously have it in your bookmarks or on your desktop, however that may come about, but I can't praise you guys enough.
We really appreciate it. Thank you guys all so much for the kind words. It really does mean the world to us. You know, like I said earlier, you know, we had a good idea, but we had the support of an entire community behind us. And so we're really grateful for all of that. We're also really grateful that you guys had us here on Barracks Talk. I mean, you did let an officer on your show, which I think is pretty cool. So,
yeah, that was one of the things that chat picked up on earlier. DV Nog said, God damn it, he went full officer about half an hour ago. So I don't know what you said, but apparently you went full officer.
That's great. But we're really grateful to have this opportunity to give back to the veteran community, share this resource. Without the support of the entire DV family and community, we wouldn't be where we're at today. So I would just, you know, leave with a couple parting notes. You know, if you or any of your folks are struggling, or if you know someone who is, absolutely reach out. Last note, Betsy, Justin, and I, we will have a booth set up at the AUSA, the Association of United States Army Conference, in October. So if you happen to be in the National Capital Region at that time, stop by and see us. We'll all be there.
I love it. Betsy, thank you and Chris for coming on. It's always a pleasure having you guys on. I love working with you guys. I told you from day one, I don't ever want this relationship to end. I only want it to blossom. Thank you guys so much for coming on tonight.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
That was Chris and Betsy Mercado from Objective Zero. Like I said, I can't praise them enough. Please go to objectivezero.org. Check it out. Check out the app. Have it on your phone, your tablet, just in case you want to reach out to somebody. Maybe you want to do like Frosty and go through the training and have it on the back burner for anything in the future when you come across a brother or sister or friend or family member that might need some talking to, if you will, and doesn't want to go to a medical health professional. I know I sure as hell don't want to because I'm a stubborn asshole, but I do talk to people that I trust, and there's very few people that I trust. But yeah, I can't say anything else because it's that damn good.
Like I said, I downloaded the app probably a couple days before we found out about the whole Resiliency Day stand down there and started looking through it. And like I said, I was amazed at how user-friendly, just as a user, it was, let alone, like I said, the resources that are out there available for those like Frosty who may want to become an ambassador or at least obtain the training to use it to their own personal, you know, use for that matter. So, I can't praise it enough. I'll be honest.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I mean, like I said, people are probably going to think I'm sucking up, but I'm not. I mean, there's some things that you just cannot get the point across until you've actually used it. You know what I mean? So go get it. Go look at it. Like I said, if you don't use it now, you might need it in the future for a number of reasons. So it doesn't hurt to have it there. You know what I mean?
Exactly. And if you don't need it, maybe you could show it to somebody who would be like, hey, I might want to download that myself sometime. Because, you know, like I said, you know, just being able to have the resources there to be able to talk to somebody in case of you're feeling those demons sneak up on you. I mean, that's the biggest thing. You don't have to be, you know, a medical licensed, you know, provider to offer an ear for somebody to listen to, especially exactly. If you've been through yourself, you know. So I think that's the biggest thing.
Exactly. That was another thing I was going to bring up. You don't have to be, you know, military, you don't have to be a medical health professional or anything like that to use Objective Zero. And I think that's one of the best things they've done as well, is open it up fully to everyone. You heard the statistics between military, veteran, and civilians, and it's astronomical. It should be zero, hopefully, that's what happens because it is Objective Zero after all.
Radio.